I'm finally looking in the mirror and seeing that me I love. I'm getting back to the girl I was.
Ag Talk, Your Story Matters, is America's platform for women in agriculture to share their thoughts, ideas, and stories. This is a safe space for everyone in agriculture, no matter what their role is, to come together and have real and raw conversations. We feature our Ag Women Connect members, guest speakers, and current topics across the nation that affect our agriculture industry. Our goal is to include others into our discussions, and we invite you to be a part of our conversation every week. Join us. Hey, everybody, this is Vanessa Wood, the founder of Ag Women Connect and host of Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. Today, I am sitting down with Cheyenne Thomason, and I'm so excited for her to talk about the equine iridology. I don't know if any of y'all have heard what that is, but it's amazing, and I'm not even going to begin to explain it. That's why she is on today. Cheyenne, welcome to today's show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and what led you into this fascinating industry.
I grew up in New Mexico as a rodeo kid, had horses my whole life, loved them, couldn't imagine life without them, so carried that into my marriage and my future. So we were dealing with horses in the performance world, and there was always lameness or all the other variable things that can happen with horses. And I've been interested in that type of thing my whole life. So over the course of time, going through 5 different schools to be certified in things like chiropractic and all these various things, and started a business, and it was going wonderfully. Everything was great. Sometimes when a horse would leave that I had worked on, and I would tell my husband, you know, there was just something else, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't figure out what exactly was the issue. And that's when equine iridology stepped in. Because what iridology is the study of the iris of the eye, which colored part of the eye. So there's thousands of nerve endings in the iris that connect to all the systems of the body. So when something does happen within the body of the horse, the nervous system actually on the iris of the eye. And then I now just simply assess the color, size, shape, and location of those markers. And that tells me where in the body the issue is. So that's what I couldn't put my finger on. Maybe it was ulcers. Maybe it was a kidney issue that I could not physically see with my eyes as I did body work on the horse. So that changed the whole trajectory of my business, and it has been fascinating and amazing ever since then. So I do want to say, though, I am not a veterinarian. I'm an equine iridologist. I work very closely with veterinarians, but I do not diagnose, prescribe any of those things. But to get an iridology assessment, you don't need to have a prescription from a veterinarian. You can just come straight to me, send me videos, and we can assess the eyes that way.
Oh, it's so incredible and just fascinating. It's extremely interesting to me. Tell me, how did you come across this information in the beginning?
The first thing I would love to say is way back in the beginning in the Bible, Matthew 6:22 actually says the light of the body is the eye. The way I came across it was I have a sweet friend that runs a jewelry business. And as my family and I would go to all the roping, she would always be there as a vendor, set up doing her jewelry business. And she came to me one time and said, Cheyenne, why do you not do iridology along with your horse therapy? And I said, I never heard of iridology. I don't know what that, I've never heard that word. I don't know what that is. So she proceeds to tell me the most incredible story. She said, well, I was at one of these roping set up, and another vendor did the same type of body work that you do for horses, but she also would look at the irises of horses and humans. And she said, I was really bored. I had been there for 10 days. So I went and sat down in the chair opened her eye up and said, read my eye. And, you know, she was kind of skeptical. And so the lady proceeds to look at her iris and says, hey, I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you right now, you need to go see a doctor. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, when I do my annual, I'll go. And she said, no, ma'am, like I'm asking you to leave the show and go to a doctor. So that kind of scared my friend a little bit. What she had not told that woman was that in the last year, she had not been able to eat without throwing up. So she was down to eating just bits and pieces and bites throughout the day because her stomach was so messed up. And she was a marathon runner. So this was affecting everything in her life. So she called her doctor. When she got home, she made an appointment and went. And he told her, you have stage 4 colon cancer. And if we don't do surgery immediately, I'm going to give you 6 months to live. So that was very eye-opening to her. They did the surgery. She's well. That was 25 years ago. She's lived a wonderful life. And she told me, that iridologist saved my life, Cheyenne. And they do this for horses. Well, then I was hooked because I was like, I need to find out what this is. This was not me reading a story off the internet. This was my friend that I knew and happened to her. So I immediately dove in, studying everything I could get my hands on for equine iridology. Found out that the founder in America is Dr. Mercedes Colburn and a veterinarian named Dina Eckert. They worked together. This was back in the 70s and 80s. They were kind of the pioneers of equine iridology. I had the privilege of flying out to California, meeting Dr. Mercedes Colburn, and she said, I would love for you to take this to the next level and go teach the world and show the world and read all the horses' irises, and gave me permission to make more discoveries on the chart and so on and so forth. So that's what's happening now, which is so exciting. And that's how it all started. And it has just grown since then.
That is such an incredible story, because earlier you knew that there was a missing part of your horse therapy and that there was something more that you could be doing. And then you run into your friend and she tells you this story. Honestly, I mean, there's no way possible you can think that there's anything different other than God stepping in and saying, I'm going to give you this opportunity. I'm going to open your eyes. No pun intended. And here is your answer.
I 100% agree with you. And the Lord has so much directed that path. And, you know, he says that in his word, acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. And I've asked him many times, show me what you want me to do. Lead me and guide me, Lord, and I'm yours. And I really, truly feel like he, you know, just ordained that whole meeting and situation. And I love what I get to do every single day and help change these horses' performance careers for the better because of finding these little things that maybe were undetectable by regular means so far in their situation. And it's very fulfilling to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I see this as a type of ministry. So not only are you helping heal these horses, but I'm sure you're providing answers and you're also healing the owner of the horse, because I know how frustrating it can be when you've got an animal and you don't have the answers. So I just think what you're doing is incredible. And it's also on top of everything else that you do, Cheyenne. So tell us how you integrate the equine iridology into all of your other services.
Okay. So we have a barn here where we do all the therapies. We even own an aqua tread. So we swim horses daily, you know, for rehab or just laying up. So we have sick horses that come in or lame horses that come in that vets send us for those purposes. And then sometimes it's just the owners are like, hey, I don't have time to ride my horse as much. Can you swim him and I'll pick him up this weekend before I go compete on him? So we do a lot of that, do musculoskeletal adjustments, sports massage therapy. We have lasers we work with, PEMF machines, Beamer, TheraPlates, the cranial sacral nerve work, all of those things. But no matter what, the very first thing I do when a horse comes in is video the eyes and do an iridology assessment, because that gives me the first clue of exactly what's going on in that horse's body. So there's over 50 markers that can show up in the eye. So for instance, they could be structural or digestive or muscular or the nervous system. I'll just name a few that we can see. We can see ulcers in horses through the iris, flexure markers. If your horse has colicked before, it will definitely have a marker in there. So front legs, hind legs, markers, kidney markers, lungs, the mesenteric artery. That's always a big one. There's a lot of people that will come in and say, my horse just won't gain weight. We've wormed him. We're giving him the most expensive feed we can buy. What is the issue? And usually I'll look in the iris and there will be a marker for the mesenteric artery. The mesenteric is the main artery that feeds the gut nutrition through blood flow. So think of it as how your horse assimilates every nutrient it's eating. So if the mesenteric is sluggish, it is unable to assimilate all of that nutrition, no matter how great the feed is. It's going in one end and out the other. So then we have the talk about, hey, let's fix the mesenteric. It's an easy fix. So that's always a great one. We can see neck muscles or cervicals, the hyoid, the omohyoid, parasites. If you're wondering if your animal's full of parasites, it clearly shows up in the eye. The pituitary, circulation trouble, spleen. And then there's many, many more. And it's a very simple process. You just take videos of your horse's eyes, both eyes. And I don't even have to be in person for that. I get many videos sent to me over the phone. And I just, you know, they'll just Venmo me later. They don't have to come here in person and do that. And I'll do an assessment for them. So that's the great thing about this is it can be like a pre-purchase type exam. We don't ever buy horses anymore without looking at the iris first, because then you can see any underlying troubles that you're like, okay, you know what? We better the vet and get x-rays on that right hind or whatever shows up. So it's very awesome for those type of situations. And one thing I'm very excited about is there's a team in Australia that does dissections. And so for whatever reason, the horse has to be euthanized. Maybe it's been through all of their Australian vets and something's wrong and they don't know what to do for it. So it's going to end up being euthanized. They will video the eyes and send them here. And so I do an iridology assessment, turn that into them. Then they send me their dissection assessment. We put them side by side. And it is so awesome and amazing to see that iridology just nails it specifically. And so they get real excited. I get real excited because the two reports will match. And it really does show how just awesome it is to have such an easy, non-invasive way to tell what's going on with the health of your animal and such a simple process of just videoing the eyes and sending them, you know, in. And that's been exciting on my side to do all of that.
That is so cool to be able to match those reports and just prove how accurate it is. And I love the fact, of course, that you can send that in from anywhere in the world. I just think that's so neat. And you can also save your friend or whoever it is who is looking at a horse to purchase. That is genius. You can save them a ton of money right there. Because we all know, when we all hear those horror stories, Cheyenne, of they promise that this horse is sound. And even though sometimes you take them to the vet, they may be sound that day, but a couple of weeks later, they are not. And you've already bought the horse.
Oh, that's happened way too many times than should be happening, for sure. And I have a great story about that on my TikTok and Instagram videos. It has a couple stories like that. But there's also a tutorial video on there as well to show you how to get the best iris videos without glare or reflection. And over the years, what I have figured out, the best way to take an iris video is in the dark. Like, go outside after the sun has set and it's dark. That way the sun's not reflecting in their eye. because if a reflection's in that iris, there may be a marker behind that hiding it that I'll never see because of the reflection. So I usually tell my clients, hey, just go video at nighttime, get you a little flashlight to the side to illuminate the eye, send in that video, and we'll get started on helping the health of your horse.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before, to take it at night. Interesting. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, but make sure to come back to catch the rest of the story here on Ag Talk, Your Story Matters.
Join us every Saturday on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147 at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. This is America's platform for women in agriculture to share their thoughts, ideas, and stories. We feature our Ag Women Connect members, guest speakers, and current topics across the nation that affect our agriculture industry. And we invite you to be a part of our conversation every week.
Before the break, Cheyenne was just giving us her background and how she got to where she is today. Tell us a little bit more about how you examine the eyes, Cheyenne.
So when they come in and I take the videos myself, and I'll even put it up on a big screen in the barn while they're getting their horse ready to be adjusted and whatnot, I've got the big screen up. They can see the eye themselves. I'll point to the different markers. So that's always fun for everybody to kind of learn a little bit about that. If you're not here in person, like I said, it's so easy to just email me and contact me at shythompson@yahoo.com, and we'll get in touch and we'll get those videos going. But one wonderful thing about the iris markers is the iris in animals changes in real time. So this is different than human iridology. So I had to become certified in human iridology first before I was able to become certified in equine iridology. And the biggest difference is in human iridology, the markers don't change in real time. The markers in human eyes are, you're born with inherited type markers. Like if, say, your family has a history of heart disease or anything like that, those inherited markers show up in the human eye, and then the human iridologist will be very helpful saying, yes, this and this show up. Let's try to get you eating nutrition towards this direction to avoid those things. So it's very helpful in that area. The biggest difference with equine iridology is the markers do change in real time. So that's awesome for me because I can take the video of the eye. We can start this horse on getting over these issues that are going on in it. The owner takes the horse home, does all of the recommended things, and in a month or two sends me videos again, and I can check the progress and say, hey, that ulcer is completely cleared up. Or, oh, that one's still showing a little bit. We need to work more on this. So it's fantastic as a progress report in those ways, because we can see up to date, real time, what is happening that day in the health of your animal. So that's very exciting that it works like that, and very helpful in the long run over the health of the animal.
Oh, that, I just learned something new. I didn't know that you could actually monitor that. That's incredible.
Yes, very, very exciting, very helpful. And it's, you know, it's so specific on where the actual problem is. So we like to say in iridology, it tells you the where, but not necessarily the what. Okay, so let me give you an example of that. Let's say the horse shows a right front foot problem, and it's going to specifically tell us it's that right front foot, but it's not going to necessarily say, oh, it's laminitis or navicular ring bone, but it specifically says, this is where you need to pay attention, dig deeper into it, get the x-rays, see which one it is, laminitis, ring bone, et cetera. So it's not going to specifically say it's cancer, for instance. But it is specifically going to say, this is where my body needs attention. Please do sonograms, x-rays, or something like that to see what exactly it is. So it's super specific as to where, which is very helpful when you have those mysterious lamenesses and you just can't figure it out. I had a rope horse come in just a few days ago when the college rodeo was here in town. A college kid came by with one and he's like, some days this horse does amazing. He's my best one, but man, there's some he just lagging and sluggish and not himself. And I never know when that's going to happen. And they had done all the x-rays, done all the things. And I said, okay, great. Let's take a video of the eye. Let's see what's going on. Well, the root cause was the kidneys. That's what the problem was. And kidneys are important. They're cleansing the blood every second of their life. That's their job. And when I told him that, he said, you know what? My horse will camp out like it needs to urinate, but it never does. Well, that's a classic sign of kidney trouble, but he just hadn't put that together yet. So I said, well, let's try to figure out why this is happening. Has he been on antibiotics? Because a lot of times antibiotics are hard on the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my goodness, you're right. 3 months ago, I had him on antibiotics and that's when he started camping out like this. So it wasn't that his horse was going lame or some, you know, something else that couldn't be fixed. It was just time to give him some herbs to support and do a kidney cleanse and make everything better. So it's wonderful when those kind of things happen because that's how specific iridology can be in those instances.
Okay, so this kind of segues into my next question because I've brought my horses to you and something I learned when I was there is we think that something's going on perhaps like in their hindquarters, but that's actually a side effect of something that's going on somewhere else. Like that could actually be in the front, which is in a way, basically what you said earlier. But I just thought that that was really fascinating that you were able to tell us, no, it's actually not this area. They're compensating for pain in this area.
Yes, that happens so often in horses. And the same thing happens with us if we really think about it. If I bust up my right knee, I'm going to use my left knee more than I should because I'm babying it. Well, the same thing happens in any horse, but especially the performance horses that they're worked in a very quick pace, tight circles or, you know, big steers or whatever they're having to do. If something goes wrong, something else will compensate. Take the place. A perfect example of that is I had a calf horse come in one time. And as the man walked the horse away from me, I was watching his hind end move and his right leg looked perfect. Mm-hmm. But his left leg, the left hock was wobbling just all over the place. It was horrible. So I thought, okay, when I look in this iris, that hawk is going to show like a light bulb, you know, it's going to be a big marker. And to my amazement, there was no hawk marker at all. There was a big lumbar marker. So I went to doing body work on the lumbar, fixed that. He walked him away. This took 1 hour, this session. In 1 hour, I have the after video and it still blows my mind to watch it. He walked completely sound away on the left hawk. So the hawk was not the problem. The hawk was the compensating part of the lumbar being the problem. And that happens a lot. A lot of times when you have hawk issues, the hawk isn't the root, it's the screaming part. It's usually because hawks are really good compensating for a lot of other issues. So I love iridology for that reason, because we were able to fix the root issue rather than just say, okay, let's get this hawk injected and try to make it as comfortable as possible. Well, that would have never fixed the lumbar. So iridology is really good for those cases like that where you're thinking, okay, there must be something deeper going on. We just need to figure it out. So it's really good for that. I have a lot of fun stories like that. I don't know how many you want to hear, but I have lots of them.
I love stories, but I want to talk real quick about the laser therapy that you do. I know that you put the laser on my mare's forelock and it helped with, was it her spinal fluid? Tell us a little bit about that because I thought it was fascinating as well too.
So the first thing I do after I do the iridology assessment, one of the first things I look for or is if their atlas is where it should be, because there's a hole in the atlas and the brainstem goes through that hole down the spinal column. So we can adjust the atlas to open everything up. But a lot of times it's, you know, there's been a mess up there at the pole. And it's so many horses have this from being tied up and maybe they pulled back or a heavy hand on the rein. Your bridle and your halter go right at that atlas. So 90%+ of horses that come in, this is an issue with. So we fix the atlas. And the very next thing we do is take the laser and put it up there at the pole. And what we're wanting to do is get that cerebral spinal fluid running freely through that. We need everything kind of that as like a kinked water hose. And we are opening that flow again, getting the kinks out, getting that cerebral spinal fluid to flow. Then we want it going all the way down the spine. There's a place up by the lumbar where there's 100 nerve endings up there. So we put the laser there, we draw that fluid back, and the horses just lick and drop their head. At that point, when that happens, they are my best friend and they're really happy they're here. And so then I'm able to go through the rest of the body and see what else needs to be tended to with the rest of the body. But yes, the laser is fantastic for that. I also put it around the coronary band. There's 6 points around the coronary band. So we can make sure that those ting points are open to those 12 meridians flowing through the body. We just want everything open and flowing, and the laser is wonderful for that.
It was really neat to watch. And of course, my mare is just a little bit sassy, so it took her longer to finally put her head down as compared to my very laid-back gelding. So tell us a little bit about the history of iridology, because something that I think it's important that you said earlier is that you had to be certified in human iridology. So tell us how long that's actually been around.
Okay. So iridology, like in its present sense, was established way back in 1670 by Felipe Myers. And then later on in the 1800s, Dr. von Pexley, he's the more famous one for it. He's a Hungarian scientist. He's a physician and homeopath. He's considered the father of modern iridology. So he first thought of iridology. He was carrying, this is how the story goes. He had an owl. And for whatever reason, the owl ended up with a broken leg. Well, he immediately noticed the owl eye and associated it with that broken leg. And so that's kind of how it began. He started testing that theory and taking that forward. And sure enough, that's exactly how it happens today. When something happens in their body, an iris marker shows up in the eye. When we've had babies born here and they're still wet and laying down, I'm getting my phone out and saying, open their eye. I want a picture of the iris. Because what's so amazing is their iris is clear. It's all one color. There's no markers in it. It's so awesome to see that. Then if you put a side-by-side with an older performance horse, whether you know what iridology is or not, you can tell. You can see the difference. And it's just showing what that horse has been through all his life. And it leaves a marker right there. So that's how it kind of got started. And then in human iridology, Dr. Bernard Jensen, he's kind of the father of it in America for human iridology. Along came Mercedes Colburn. She was a human iridologist who loved horses, owned horses, and said, "Iris is the same thing going on." So she spent her entire life dedicated to figuring that out. And I'm so grateful she did, because I'm doing what I am doing today thanks to her figuring that out and loving horses.
It's really neat what you're doing. It's unique what you're doing. It's safe. It's just a different approach to anything else really out there as far as a type of therapy and getting answers. Cheyenne, have you ever thought about like writing a book or starting a school to teach others about this?
That is definitely in the process. And if you're interested in that, you can sure get a hold of me and we can talk about that. But yes, that's for sure going to happen. because like you said, it's not invasive. And it's such a very specific and very amazing way to say, hey, your horse does have ulcers, rather than having to go get them scoped. I'm not against scoping at all, but the scope is only about 10 foot long. It's going to see stomach ulcers really well. That's awesome. But what if it's a hindgut ulcer? There's no way a scope can get to a hindgut ulcer. So rather than guessing, it clearly shows up in the iris, and then let's just heal that ulcer. So it's really nice to just have that available. One awesome story that happened along those type of lines is I had a guy down in South Texas send me a show steer eye. This steer is not gaining right. He should be further along. He's just not right. Tell me what you see in the eye. Well, there was very clearly a liver marker. And so to make a long, crazy story shortened, another man sent me a steer eye a few days later, same liver marker. So I'm thinking, that is so odd that both these guys, well, turns out they knew each other and bought their calves from the same breeder. So we figure all this out over phone calls. So they go back to the breeder, and it turns out there was a certain feed. They had the feed analyzed, but it was destroying the livers of these steers. And iridology is what figured that out. So they changed everything, got them healthy. Everything's better now. But they were so grateful that they didn't keep on doing that to more and more of these show calves. That would have ruined the guy's reputation. So that was super exciting. Things like that are always, you know, a lot of fun.
Once again, that's an incredible story. And I just keep, money just keeps circulating through my head, because we all know how expensive it is, especially if you have performance horses, whether you're taking them to the vet or just trying to find these answers. I just think it's really neat that you're able to provide them answers and just prevent them from spending so much money, because, oh my goodness, anybody that who has had a horse or had livestock, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It's just, it's ridiculous. Sometimes you could have a $6,000 to $8,000 vet bill. That just came up because that's what we've been taught to do so many times. It's like, if you have a problem, you know, the first initial response is to take them to the vet. And we love vets. Obviously, they do a great job, but to be able to provide some other answers, it's just, I think it's crucial.
Yes. And yes, we definitely need our vets. And I back them 100%. But what's really wonderful is when we work together on something. And when the vets say, hey, what does the iris show on this? And we can get a little bit different take on it, a little bit different work. And then they can take their sonogram machine and go further into that area. A similar situation kind of happened just a couple weeks ago here. A really nice breakaway mare came in, and she's always been super solid in the box. Wonderful. And about 6 weeks ago, she started just spinning around and around in the box. And they didn't know why. They're thinking, is something hurting? What's going on? Looked in the iris, and the iris will actually show you if there's been any head trauma to a horse. And it showed that it did have some head trauma, but just on one side, not the other. So that's how specific you can get with it, which is wonderful. So I asked them about it. And of course, they didn't recall anything. But you know, horses out in the pasture, they can do all kinds of stuff that you don't know about when you're in the house. And so something had obviously happened. So I said, okay, the left side of the head is where the trauma was. Let's go over there and see what's going on. So I did what we call a blink test. That's where you just run your hand back and forth, up and down, back to front, in front of the eye, to see if the horse blinks and knows that you're there. Well, it did not at all. Nothing. It literally was blind in its left eye. So the reason it was spinning was it was turning to see the calf in the chute out of its right eye, because it couldn't see it out of its left eye. When it would turn, they would turn the horse back around. So it looked as if the horse just kept spinning, when really all it was trying to do was see the calf. So, you know, that was kind of traumatic for them to figure out their horse was blind in one side, but the other eye was fine. And I said, don't worry, cranial sacral is fabulous for that kind of stuff. As long as it's just nerve work, that can be fixed. So the reason being, the skull of the horse is not just one big bone. There's 34 smaller bones in the skull. They all connect with what we call sutures. Looks like little zippers all over. If you've ever seen a skull, you'll notice these little sutures all over it. Well, sometimes if there's, you know, any kind of head trauma, those sutures can actually jam together or even jump on top of each other. Well, that in turn will impinge some of the nerves. And that's what, but cranial sacral therapy is a very gentle, wonderful therapy that it's a step-by-step process I go through and helps unjam all of that, helps get the flow going, like we talked about earlier with the cerebral spinal flow. Within 1 hour, that horse could see again. We'd wave our hand in front of its eye. It was blinking, 100% sight back. They're roping on it again. So all of that is so awesome when iridology is what steered me in that direction to say, there's been head trauma. Let's go see if that horse can even see. So that was super exciting. The owners were, you know, elated to find out your horse is blind and then later it can see again. There's a lot of emotions and all of that, but it's fun. It's so fun. I can't imagine myself doing any other profession at this point. Every day is a little different and so exciting.
I love happy ending stories like that. And I just learned something new. I had no idea that you could actually help cure that. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back to wrap up this conversation with Cheyenne on today's show. We are back from the break and are excited to talk more about Cheyenne's adventures and stories. So I want to hear about the Mustang story.
Okay. So there was this young Mustang that was when they gather him and put him up for auction. So this young gal did a real young colt. And in the process of, you know, the helicopter and the first time being in pens, all of that, it was scary for him. He banged his head all over the place. Well, again, those sutures get jammed and those ocular nerves get jammed. So he ended up 100% blind in both eyes. Now, this was not an actual eyeball problem again. This was the nerves around it getting jammed, which actually happens a lot more often than people think. But anyway, so this Mustang ends up 100% blind. And this gal that took him and adopted him was just so sweet to him. And he loved her like that was his new mama, because that's all he knew then. He would do anything for her. And she was so sweet to him. Well, she heard about this and she called me and said, do you think there's a chance to help him? And I'm like, I bet there is. Let's just see. So she brought him into the barn completely blind in both eyes, did the cranial sacral therapy on him. It's funny to me now, but I felt so bad at the moment, because when he was able to see at the end of that hour, remember, his last visions were somewhere on grasslands with all of his herd. And now he's in my barn and opens his eyes and sees all these people looking at him in this dark little barn. And he's big, wide-eyed, like, what just happened to my life? So it was so exciting that he could see. But at the same time, I felt so bad for him.
I hope everyone that has a horse or cattle or pets hears this episode, because it's incredible. I love stories like this. Krista, do you have any questions for Cheyenne?
I totally agree with Vanessa in that, like, I think that this is so beneficial, like, to be able to see the markers of health in an animal. My immediate thought is, like, when you go to buy an animal, like, you want to know everything about that animal, and that just so isn't the case. We all hate the process of buying horses, because you truly never know what you're getting. What are some of the things that you've seen or that you get when people do a pre-purchase exam? Are there situations where somebody's come to you and the horse had major health issues and that had to be addressed before that horse changed hands? What have you seen as far as, like, the pre-purchase side of things go with this?
Yes, absolutely. There's been situations that have gone fantastic where I'm like, hey, this horse is in amazing health according to the iris. I think this is wonderful for you. And then, of course, there's a lot of those stories where one that comes to mind first is there's an old rancher gentleman that lives nearby that everybody loves so much. And he came to me and he said, look, I need a gentle old horse. I just want to watch the kids rope and sit out there with them and check my cows. I just need a gentle old horse. And so he brought one that he was wanting to purchase. And there were so many markers in that horse's eye, which made the horse very gentle because he was so sick that he could barely get along, right? But he was going to be purchasing way more of a health headache and trouble in the long run for his situation. That it just wasn't a good fit at all. And of course, anytime those pre-purchase things come to me, I am very careful never to give my opinion as in, I think you should buy this one. I don't think you should buy this one. I leave that to them. It's their money. It's if they want to take care of it. That's completely up to the owner. My job as the iridologist is to simply give you the information of what markers show up in the eye. So I told him all of the things. And of course, by that time, he was like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this. And I agreed, but I stayed out of it. But inside, I was like, I agree with you. This is a huge health risk for this animal. And so he did not purchase it. And poor thing, it ended up dying shortly after because the owners, either they didn't know or they didn't know what to do. Who knows what the situation is, but it saved him from purchasing that and then having to go through, okay, I've spent this money and the horse dies. Another one that comes to mind is a man from out of state sent me some eyes for a young roping prospect, really, really beautiful young colt. And I looked at them and the ulcers were significant. I mean, significant. So I told him that. I said, look, it's showing really bad ulcers. Not that you can't cure that, because you can. Ulcers are not the end of the world. It's going to take a little effort, time, and money to get over it. But let me help you through that process if you end up buying the horse. And he says, hey, this is a young colt. There's no way this horse has ulcers. It's too young for ulcers, so on and so forth. And I said, the saying around here is the eyes don't lie. You're paying me to tell you what the eyes say. Here's the information. He said, well, I think I'm going to go to the vet and get a scope. And I'm like, perfect. I think you should. That's great. So he goes to the vet and he calls me a little while later and he said, that vet put the scope in and came straight back out and said, sir, there's more unhealthy ulcer tissue in this animal than there is healthy tissue. So the vet actually said, if I was you, I would not purchase this animal. So that saved him about $20,000 was the price tag on that animal. And so there's been many instances where my own family has looked at horses and my kids, my husband, they won't buy a horse without running the eyes through me first, which is wonderful. And so there's been many times where I'm thinking, oh, guys, we probably better pass on this. Or, hey, this looks wonderful. I think this is a good deal. As far as the eyes go, this horse is in good shape. So it's just nice because it's a non-invasive, easy way. And so I have a lot of people send those pre-purchase eyes to me because it's just $75. I do it. You know, cheap enough if you're saving yourself 20 grand in the long run. And it may be to where, you know, once we go over the results and there is something bad going on in one of the legs, definitely go to the vet, definitely get x-rays. See, I can tell you exactly where. Now you go find out what is the problem. So it's been very helpful on things like that. And those, like we talked about earlier, those mysterious sicknesses or lamenesses that you just can't quite put your finger on. It's very helpful in those areas.
Love that. Thank you. The other thing I was wondering along the lines of like problem horses. We all know one or we've all heard of one where it's not chiropractic, it's not ulcers, it's not mouth problems. They just chalk it up to that horse has a couple loose screws. Have you come across anything like where it has been an internal thing or something that no vet has been able to find without the iridology?
Oh, absolutely. One that comes to mind that fits exactly that scenario. There was a guy that brought a horse to me and he brought several And he left one in the trailer. And he said, I'm a little embarrassed to unload it because it looks so bad. And I said, well, get it out and let's take an eye video and see what's going on. And he said, listen, you are my last resort. I have been to 5 vets at this point. I have x-rayed every joint in this body of this horse more than once. We cannot figure out why he's in such hideous shape. He was a very nice roping horse at one time at a high level. And they were just dumbfounded, frustrated, could not pinpoint it or figure it out. Well, it was the mesenteric artery. And that's what we talked about earlier, where he was not able to assimilate nutrients because things were going wrong with his mesenteric. As soon as we fixed that, this is the funniest story, because we fixed that, the horse goes home, starts getting so fat at this point that they bring him back to me. I don't even recognize him because at this point he's obese. And they said, can we leave him a month to swim in the aqua tread to get the fat off of him? So that was like extreme night and day difference. And they were so frustrated. They had spent so much money on x-rays where it was not an x-ray problem. This was not a structural problem. And the mesenteric artery was the issue. And the iris very clearly shows that anytime that happens. And so those success stories are so exciting to see those horses come back later where you don't even recognize them because they're in such better health.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. Those stories are so cool.
Anytime. I can leave you with one last really funny story. A mare came and she had a kidney marker. So I discussed with the owner, hey, let's support her kidneys, do a kidney cleanse with these certain herbs, and it should clear up just fine. Had lots of success doing it this way. So she got all the herbs in, started on it. And about 4 days later, she called me very frantic, very excitable on the phone. She was in a panic. And I'm like, oh my goodness, did this horse die? Because I'm wondering what she's about to tell me. And she said, my mare is here. She's been on these herbs for 4 days and she is peeing out the most ungodly mess. It's scaring me. And of course, I'm not there to see what's happening. So I don't know how bad it is. And she said, I'm on my way to the vet. And I said, perfect. Call me later. Tell me what the issue was. Well, it turns out that the kidney marker had been a kidney infection. And like I said before, it's very specific on the where the issue is, but not what. So every time there's a kidney marker does not mean it's an infection. It could mean you've been at the U.S. finals for the last 10 days and they haven't drank enough water kind of thing. That affects the kidney. So a kidney marker might show up. But in this case, it was an infection. The herbs had sloughed the infection out. And that's what she was seeing that scared her. And the mare was happy as could be. The infection was out of her body. The vet checks her over and says, that's incredible. Tell me what you used. I'm going to start using this as well. That is wonderful. So that's kind of one of those funny stories because I never know when I answer the phone what's going to be on the other end. And she was frantic, but then she was super happy because the infection was gone. The mare's doing great to this day.
Hey, can you use those herbs on humans?
Yes, you certainly can. If you need them, call me later. I'll give you the recipe.
That's so awesome. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this episode of Ag Talk just because it is filled with good stories. And I'm starting to get pretty passionate about this. As I said earlier, I think everybody just needs to listen to this and share it because what you're doing is incredible. And I hope that other people can learn from it and continue what you're doing as well.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate this platform that you have where women in the agriculture business can talk about what they do. And thank you for promoting it. Thank you for helping us. I appreciate you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. And I'll just say this too, because Krista and I are really passionate about teaching our youth, Cheyenne, that to stay in agriculture or to work in agriculture, you don't just have to be a farmer or a rancher or a vet. There's so many other avenues that you can do. And I just think that you are an amazing example of that, is you found something that was needed in this industry, and you have built such a beautiful business out of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Like I told you earlier, I thank the Lord for this job that I get to do every day. He has blessed me with it. And, you know, just like with anybody in ag, you meet the most amazing people. A lot of clients that have come end up as my friends, and some as close as family. And I love that about the agriculture business, that everyone supports everyone else, and we're all helping each other. And that's a gift from God, and I'm thankful for it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes and learn more about us and our mission at agwomenconnect.com. Our latest episodes also air on Rural Radio XM 147 at 10 a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday morning. You can find us on all social media platforms, and we can't wait to hear your ag story.